Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Part 4.
Emily, we're here. What the hell is this problem you're talking about?
The problem? It's behind that glass wall, sitting on a padded chair.
Halliwell, what is he up to now?
He's screwing with us, that's what.
In what way?
That's what we need to figure out. I say we march in there and string him up till he talks.
How about you put that crowbar down first, huh? You look like you're ready to break something.
Oh, you better believe it.
What set you off, Emily? Did Halliwell do something?
He's been playing us. All those components he's been making us fetch for him, there's an ulterior motive.
How do you figure?
He's building something in there, and it's definitely not a new set of legs for Rust.
Did you see something?
No, he's too sneaky for that.
I could review the security footage if you think that might help.
I've already looked through it. You know what I saw? Every time he's alone in there, he moves over to the corner and starts fiddling with something under the bench.
Fiddling with what?
I don't know. He just sits on an angle that obscures the view from the camera.
So you're saying that all those trips up and down the levels to get parts, that's all bullshit? He's doing it just so he can get some alone time?
I think some of the time he legitimately needs the parts, but other times, yeah, it's a trick.
This is just a theory though, right? We haven't proven anything yet.
I have proof that he's lying to us. No question about it.
Okay, let's see it.
Dr. Halliwell?
Yes?
Russ just got back from a job, and I wanted to give him an update on what's been going on.
What would you like to know?
You asked me to get a part for you. What was that for again? The first one?
Yes. It's used in stability control. Part of this prototype I'm working on.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Stability control. Funny that. See, I've used that particular kind of part myself a few times.
You have?
Yeah, saw them on the Kotona more than once. The only problem is, that part has nothing to do with stability control. It's a temperature regulator, isn't it? Dr. Hallowell?
My mistake. I'm very tired and got my wires crossed. I must have asked for the wrong thing.
Right. We all make mistakes. But I don't see the part on your workbench, so you must have done something with it.
You're right. It is a temperature regulator. I was going to use it for monitoring friction levels in the knee joint.
Oh, really? Because that particular regulator is only useful for extreme temperatures. Over 1,000 degrees, like on deep space freighters' thruster valves. Isn't that right? How fast do you expect Russ to be running, Doctor? To be generating that much friction?
I obviously made an error.
I don't believe you.
I agree with her. Something's not right.
Shut off the intercom.
Okay, what the hell is he building in there? A goddamn rocket ship?
It has to be something small. Something he can hide.
Whatever it is, it can't be good.
Maybe we should end this whole thing. Right now. Call the cops and throw this guy out the front door.
Then we'd lose any chance of getting you fixed up, Rust.
Me getting my legs back isn't worth all this risk. Not even close.
How about this? We keep stringing Hallowell along for the next couple of days. By then, we'll know if this opportunity in the Deadlands is going to amount to anything. Hell, we might not even need Hallowell if we could source the legacy tech from a traitor.
What opportunity in the Deadlands?
We just learned about a traitor out there on the old comms relay system. They're advertising some legacy tech, stuff that might help Rust.
What are we waiting for? Let's blow up Hallowell right now.
We don't know if it's legit yet. That's why I'm saying we should give it just a little longer, see how it plays out.
Forget about that for a minute. The top priority now is checking inside that lab. If the good doctor is up to something in there, we need to know about it.
An inspection, right. Emily, do you want to help?
Being near that guy makes my skin crawl. But I guess we don't have much of a choice.
Rust, can you keep an eye on Hallowell?
Will do.
Dr. Hallowell, put down your tools and stand over here, please. We're coming in.
Is there a problem?
Stand over here, please. Come on, move it. Thank you. Now I'm going to unlock the door.
And if you try anything funny, I'll break your goddamn neck.
If you think it might help, I'd be happy to...
Don't move a muscle, dipshit. Last warning.
Where's this prototype you're working on?
To your right.
This thing? Not much to look at.
I had to partially dismantle it.
Sienna, check under there, will you?
This? There's nothing here to open.
Well, this is his lab, after all. I bet he has some secret compartments around the place.
That true, Hallowell? You hiding something?
That's absurd.
Hey, wait a second. What do we have here?
What's in this canister?
Well, judging by the seal, I'm pretty sure that when I crack this thing open, I'm going to find microbeacons.
Microbeacons? What the hell?
And if my hunch is correct, I'm guessing that when I analyze the transmission frequency on these little suckers, they're going to look awfully familiar, right, Hallowell?
Are you shitting me? He's the one who tagged us with those things?
All right, yes. The microbeacons were mine. But this whole thing was a misunderstanding.
You better explain yourself, fast.
These microbeacons have been equipped throughout this facility for a number of years now. It's a security measure that I installed a long time ago, meant to tag anyone who tried to break in.
Why didn't you mention it before now?
Because I knew you'd react badly if you learned they belonged to me.
You got that right.
But there's really nothing to be concerned about. Those microbeacons are harmless.
Yeah, like I'd believe that.
How'd they get on me? Where's the dispenser?
There are two locations in the facility, near the door and one of the windows. I can even tell you how to shut them off if you like.
Yeah, that might be helpful. Are there any other secrets you want to let us know about? Any hidden compartments, for example?
No, of course not.
Like hell.
I've had about enough of this. Come on, let's get out of here.
Is anyone buying that horse shit?
Not me.
No way.
I think he tagged us on purpose.
Yeah, but why?
Maybe he wants to see what we're up to whenever we leave the facility.
But that lab he's locked away in? It's like a Faraday cage. I ran the test on day one. No signals in or out.
Just remember who we're up against, Sienna. This is the guy who developed his own comm system for controlling the ghosts. A system that was almost undetectable. If anyone can get a signal out of that lab, it's him.
Hey, you know what, pal? Being behind the wheel is starting to feel like second nature to me.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it helps with you there guiding my every step. But I could see the day where I could do this on my own.
You trying to steal my job, see?
Let's face it, I'll never be as good as you. You've got 100 years experience on me after all. But if you needed me to fill in from time to time, I wouldn't object.
Just keep your eyes on the road, huh? Slamming into a hydro pole might change your mood in a hurry.
What are you looking at there?
I'm going over this message from the Deadlands trader again. Still can't quite believe it's true.
There's not much to see, Rust. Couple of blurry wire snaps and a few part numbers.
But that's the kicker. Some of those parts they're offering to trade are branded as Flintoff Industries originals. That's exactly what I need for my replacement legs.
It's the most promising lead we've had so far, no doubt about it.
The problem is, we don't know anything about the trader apart from what's in the comms relay. They only identify themselves as the letter T.
Sure, it's all pretty vague. But you believe it could be legit, just like me, right?
I wouldn't be sitting in the van right now if I didn't.
While you're looking at that thing, remind me again how many more parts we need to supply?
Let's see here. The trader listed 5 different components they wanted as part of the deal. We've already got 2 so far this morning.
3 to go.
Yeah, might even get them knocked over today if we're lucky.
Why do you think the trader needs those particular bits of hardware?
No idea. It's all pretty standard merch here in the Strata. Of course, out there in the middle of nowhere, this stuff will be a lot harder to come by.
Not that it really matters. I mean, as long as they can give us what we need, who cares?
I guess that's the question. They say they have gear from Flintoff, but what if it's not suitable?
I'm willing to roll the dice on that. Anything that gives us a chance of cutting loose from Hollywell sooner rather than later is worth the gamble.
I don't feel right leaving Emily alone with him.
She can handle herself. Besides, she offered to do it.
I should have picked up on those discrepancies with the parts before now.
Discrepancies?
Yeah. The way Halliwell was lying about what he was doing with those components. Emily picked up on it right away. Meanwhile, I spent weeks traipsing back and forth to that storage area and never thought to question it. Ever since I got hurt, I feel like my senses are, I don't know, dulled or something. Like I'm running at half capacity.
Don't be too hard on yourself, pal. You got blown halfway across Dockerton by a Millicon Skycrusher. It's going to take some time for you to recover.
Meanwhile, I'm risking your neck and Emily's through my ineptitude. And mine.
Let's focus, Rust. It looks like we're almost at the destination. Tell me about this next pickup.
Yeah, all right. Let's see here. Got it. Pull over behind the transport over there. Okay, that's the place across the road. This one should be pretty routine. It's just a matter of walking up to the counter and handing over the scan code. Don't haggle over the creds.
Why not?
This guy Clark is straight down the line. No nonsense. Clark the Shark, they call him.
Why do they call him that?
He had some weird augmentation done to his teeth. Makes him talk funny. He's self-conscious about it, so most of the time he prefers not to talk at all.
A trader who doesn't talk? How am I going to make a deal?
Like I said, don't haggle. In fact, it's best if you don't say anything at all. I've seen Clark double a price tag just because a buyer tried some small talk.
Why would he do that?
The shark thought the guy was trying to make fun of him. Trust me, the golden rule on this job is simple. Zip it.
See? Now you're making me nervous. I'm not good at zipping it, Russ. My mouth runs away with me sometimes.
You'll be fine. Just get in there and get it done.
I mean, if he doesn't give us a good price, we can just get this part somewhere else, right?
The next available dealer is 2 hours' drive from here. That's going to push us into tomorrow. And that means another day with Halliwell.
Okay, no pressure.
I'll be with you on the headset.
Yeah, all right. Wish me luck.
That's it. Keep going. Right up to the counter.
Hey there, Mr. Shark?
Just use the scan code, see?
Right, here we go.
That's good.
He's just staring at me, Rust.
He's waiting for the verification to go through. Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing. Oh, is that for me?
Take the damn package, see?
Great, thanks. See you next time.
You're pushing your luck talking like that. Hold up, see? We might have a problem here.
All I said was see you next time.
No, not that. Something's going on outside Clark's door.
What is it?
2 thugs just showed up on the street. Looks like they might be waiting for you to come out.
Me?
Could be that they recognized the van. It might be me they're expecting.
Are they carrying?
You better believe it. Hang tight while I handle this.
While you handle it? I don't think so, pal.
I'll figure something out.
Where are they?
First one is at 3 o'clock as you exit the store, and the second is crossing the street at 1 o'clock.
Any cover out there?
Not much. A venting unit outside the door, maybe. There's a lot of steam coming out the top, so you'll have to get low.
That's my best option?
Afraid so.
Okay, let's do it.
See, get down!
Shit!
Nice shooting. You've got one retreating already.
Where's the second?
Does that answer your question?
Vance just got me pinned down.
He's still coming.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take a chance here.
Wait 1 second. I'm gonna hit the horn on the van. It might distract him.
Make it fast, pal.
Get ready to move. 3, 2, 1. That's it. He's out of here. He's making a run for it.
Yeah! Take that, assholes!
Come on. Get in before any of their buddies show up.
On my way.
I take it that wasn't a fluke, the way you shot them in the hand and sent those guns flying.
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt them too bad. Couple of small-time thugs. Slap on the wrist is about what they deserved.
You're a deadeye.
Told you I can handle myself.
Yeah, but...
Are you gonna give me our next pickup location, or just sit there staring at me all day?
Sure. Just head straight along here and take a left. It's over on the east side.
1 step closer, pal. 3 down, 2 to go.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus, Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey, Ximena. How's it going?
Hey, I'm okay. Just got home from work.
How'd it go today?
Rough, but nothing out of the ordinary. How about your day?
No, oh, it's just paradise, living here with my boyfriend Hallowell in our Highgate City penthouse.
Is he behaving himself?
No, but the good news is I'm not going to have to put up with this shit much longer.
Really? What happened?
Rust and Sienna have agreed that things aren't working out with him. They're giving him a couple more days to produce something, then they're gonna pull the plug.
Where does that leave Rust?
They're trying to set up a deal with, I don't know exactly. Someone out in the Deadlands who might be able to supply parts?
Someone in the Deadlands? Sounds odd.
Yeah, they've been out all day trying to gather parts for a trade. I don't know all the details.
Seems like every time I turn around lately, someone is talking about that place.
What place?
The Deadlands.
What have they been saying?
People are getting more anxious every day, Em. There are lots of stories going around. Things are getting out of control.
Stories?
Yeah. The latest one I heard today is that Millicon is going to torch the whole of Dockerton. Raise it to the ground along with everyone in it. And another one, that they're going to build a wall right across to the bay so they can lock us all inside and watch us starve to death.
I guess that kind of talk is bound to happen in times like these. You said it yourself. People are scared.
It's not just talk. A lot of people I know are packing up and leaving.
Leaving the commune?
Leaving everywhere. On my way back from the underground this afternoon, I saw a whole line of people walking south with suitcases and sacks of belongings. It was a procession.
They're heading into the Deadlands.
Yeah. As crazy as that sounds.
Well, if anyone can understand that decision, it's me.
Most of them won't survive out there, Em. You were young and resourceful.
And a little bit lucky, too.
Right. But these people? Most of them are old and sick. Chances are, they're not going to make it.
I don't know if I can blame them, to be honest.
You're not going to stand there and tell me this is the right thing to do, are you?
No. I don't think they should go. But I do understand how they might be disillusioned by the way things have been handled over the past few weeks.
I guess.
How's Carlita?
She wants to go home. Poor kid.
Do you think that'll happen anytime soon?
Not for a while. Until then, she'll have to put up with life in the commune. Hey, maybe we should come and visit you and Rust again.
I don't know about that.
What's the matter?
It's not safe here. Something's off.
With Hallowell?
Yeah. You know that whole saga with the microbeacons? Turns out those belonged to our friendly doctor himself.
Seriously?
He tried to play it down, act all innocent. Said it was just part of the lab security system, but I'm not buying it.
Look, if you think you're in danger...
I'm okay. It's under control. But maybe you and Carlita should stay where you are for now. We'll be back in a couple of days.
No, really. That was a hell of a bargaining tactic, see? Never would have thought of it myself.
Well, I've learned a few things over the years.
I gotta start writing this shit down.
Oh, looks like the travelers have returned. I have to go, Ximena.
Oh, okay. Say hi to both of them for me. And take care of yourself, Em.
Sure. Love to Carlita. Bye. You two look happy with yourselves.
We've had a pretty good day, all things considered.
Yeah, I almost got my head blown off by a couple of thugs down in Dockerton.
Are you okay?
She put him in their place. A real sharp shooter, this one.
More importantly, we got every single part we needed, all in one afternoon.
So you're ready to make the trade?
Sure thing. Even had time to contact the trader through the comms relay. They asked us to allow 24 hours so they can travel to the rendezvous point.
And where's that?
edge of the Deadlands, just west of Dockerton.
So, this is really happening.
Looks like it.
But you still don't know anything about the traitor.
I don't really care who it is, so long as they've got the goods.
I've got a great feeling about this, pal. We're on to something here.
Yeah, me too. Anyone hungry?
Starving. I'll go and put something together.
What's the matter, Emily? Why are you staring at Halliwell like that? Did he do something while we were gone?
No. He's been quiet as a mouse.
Come and get something to eat, huh? In a couple of days, you'll forget that guy ever existed.
I wish I could believe that. I really do.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Starring Michelle Mosley, Jason Churai, Elisa Marteja, Sam Slade, Ross Campsell, Arim Ju, Emma Sherjako, Brian Jeffords, Peter Wicks, Stefan Martello, Sarah Ruth Thomas, Stuart Moyer, Jordan W. Anderson, and Ty Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries, the good people.